Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this evening's scripture readings, we hear about two cups. We hear about a cup that was rightfully ours, but which Jesus drank for us. And we hear about a cup that we were not entitled to, but which Jesus freely gives us. The first cup we hear about in tonight's gospel reading. On Thursday evening of that holy week, Jesus went with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew that his friend Judas had already betrayed him and would be leading his enemies to him. He knew they'd be coming there to the garden to arrest him. And he knew that the next day, with the help of Pontius Pilate, they would kill him. Yet there he waited for them. And while Jesus waited, he prayed. Three times he prayed. The first time Jesus said, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then a second time he prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And then a third time, Jesus again offered that same prayer. The essence of Jesus' prayers that night was that there was a cup which he dreaded the prospect of drinking, but which he would willingly drink from if there was no other way for that cup to be taken away. And so what was that cup? It was the cup of judgment. This was a figurative way of describing the just judgment that we bring upon ourselves through our sin. In Scripture, this cup is also described as the cup of God's wrath, his wrath against sin. We hear about this cup in Psalm 75, for example, where we read, "In the hand of the Lord there is a cup with foaming wine, well mixed, and he pours out from it, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs." The wages of sin, what we deserve from God for our sin, is death. Both physical death and the spiritual death of being cut off from the Lord. And that is the judgment that we all would drink down if we sinners were to receive from God the cup of judgment for our sins. And that is the cup that Jesus said he was willing to drink if that was the only way for the cup to be taken away. That is, if that was the only way for the cup to be taken away from us. To release us from needing to drink down the just judgment for our sins, our Lord himself would willingly drain that cup down to the dregs for us. He would willingly suffer and die in our place. Though he absolutely dreaded what it would feel like, he would be willing to be forsaken by the Father, bearing his judgment in our place. He would willingly stand in the place of all of us sinners and would drink the cup of judgment for all of our sins. That is the first cup that we hear about in tonight's readings, a cup that was rightfully ours, but which our Lord mercifully drank for us. And he willingly drank from that cup for us so that we could instead drink from a very different cup, a cup that we were not entitled to, but which he freely gives us. Our Lord drank the cup of judgment for us so that we could instead drink from the cup of salvation. Because our Lord took our judgment upon himself, forgiveness is now ours. Because our Lord died our death in our place, life is now ours. Because our Lord did not save himself, but gave himself up for us, salvation is now ours. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ purchased that gift of life for us through his suffering and death for us on the cross. And he now freely gives that life to us personally in his word and in his sacraments, which we simply receive in faith. There he comes to people with hearts torn apart by sin and pours out forgiveness for us. There he comes to the weary and worn down and pours new life into us. There he comes to us who struggle each day in our battle against the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature. And he freely gives us the cup of salvation. In holy baptism, he pours his love into our hearts. In the words of Holy Scripture, he gives us living water for our thirsty souls. And on Maundy Thursday, our Lord gave us another special, tangible way of drinking from the cup of salvation. As we heard Paul describe in our epistle reading tonight, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament or New Covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." On Maundy Thursday, Jesus knew that he would no longer be with his disciples in the same way that he had been. And so, out of his great love for them, he graciously gave a new way that he would continue to be with them. And indeed, ever since then, as often as we, his disciples, eat the bread and drink from the cup that he gives us, there he is with us, coming to us in the same body and blood that won our salvation, feeding us and filling us with all of the blessings that he won for us on the cross: forgiveness, life, and salvation. It was so he could do all of that for us that Jesus went to Gethsemane and waited there that Thursday night, knowing that he would be arrested there that night and nailed to the cross the next day. As we heard in our gospel reading, that night in Gethsemane, Jesus said that his soul was sorrowful to the point of death because of what he knew was coming. But he willingly endured all that sorrow for us, and he went through that for us so that we can instead have eternal joys with him. And he then gave himself into death for us, so that we can have everlasting life in him. And that is why we are here tonight, to thank him for his saving love for us and to receive from him the blessings that he purchased for us on the cross and that he comes to give us again tonight. In the words of the 116th Psalm, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will take up the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord." All glory, honor, and praise be to our merciful Lord, Jesus Christ, who drank the cup of judgment for us so that we can drink from the cup of salvation now and one day feast with him in his kingdom which will never end. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.